Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Chav Talad, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, and we begin a new Mishnah, V'chein Shnei Anoshim, and also in the case where there are two men that come from Medina Siyam, and we're not sure what their status is, Ze'oi Mekoyin Ani, V'ze'oi Mekoyin Ani, if each one says about themselves that I am a Koyin, Einan Amonim, they are not believed, and Rashi says that you can't give them Truma, and the Meiri adds in that they would not be able to do Nesias Kapayim, or get Aliyah in the Torah as a Koyin, and they would of course not be able to do Avodah in Beis HaMikdash, and the Miri also says that since they say that they are Kayanim, therefore there's a din of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Yisura, and all Yisura Kuna would certainly apply to them. And even though generally a person is Neman about Yisurim that apply to themselves, and for example, if a woman says that I'm not neither, we would believe her. However, the Rosh Masechtas Gittin on Dafnun Beis on Beis explains that since if a person would believe that they are Kayan, they would receive many major future long term family benefits, they are not believed in this situation. And the Mishnah continues with Zman Shehimid. If each one says that I am a Kohen and my friend is also a Kohen, and the other one says that I am a Kohen and my friend is also a Kohen, then they would have Nemanis and they could testify one for the other as Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. And keep in mind that the Chiddush of the Tanakhama is that over here we don't have a problem of Gomlin, that you may think that we shouldn't believe either one, as maybe they made a deal that you will say I am a Kohen and in return I will be made that you are a Kohen. And maybe in such a scenario where it looks like there's potential collusion and it might be some sort of reciprocity deal over here, so maybe we would say that Eid Echad would not nem be surin kamash one, that even over here that each one would be nem to say that the friend is a kain. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda states in Mayon Lakuna al Pi Eid Echad, that we do not believe in Eid Echad b'negeya testifying that someone is a kain, either as the Gemara will say on Daf Chav Talam and Al, because Rabbi Huda is chayish for Gomlin, he's chayish that maybe there was some sort of collusion and therefore Eid Echad is not nemun. And of course l'fizeh, if there's a case where there's no chash of collusion, then certainly the Eid Echad would be Neman. However, as Rashi brings over here, and as the Gemara will actually say on Daf Chav Talam Beis, that Rabbi Huda actually says that even if there is not a chash for collusion, we still would not believe in Eid Echad b'negeya being my liyuchsin of kahuna. And Amar Rabbi Lezer says, Emesai b'makim sheyish erin, the only time that we do not believe in Eid Echad b'negeya yichus of kahuna is only if there's a challenge and there's a call to their yichus. Al b'makim she'in erin, however, if there was no challenge to their yichus, my lukuna al pi Eid Echad, then even if there's only one aid that says that this person is a Kohen, we would believe in Eid Echad as long as there's no chash for Gomlin, meaning it can't be a case where Reuven said that Shimon is a Kohen and Shimon said about Reuven that he's a Kohen, because then of course we have to be chayish for a reciprocal relationship and for potential collusion. And Rashi explains that the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer is that Rabbi Lezer says that the only time that Eid Echad is Neman is only in a case where it's not possible that there was any collusion. However, the Tanakhama holds that an Eid Echad would be Neman even in a case where it is potential to say that there was collusion. For example, Bizman Shehimidin Zazer, that Reuven said about Shimon that he's a Kayin, and Shimon said about Reuven that he is a Kayin. And the Mishnah finishes off with the fourth Shita, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Eim Shimon, Shimon Ben Askan. Rab Shimon Gamliel says over from Shimon, who's the son of Rab Chanina Skan Akayinim, Mailin Lakuna, Pied Echad, and Echad would be Neman, even to be Mailin someone Lakuna. And as Rashi says, the Gemara will explain how the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel differs from Rab Eleza or from the Tanakhama. And before we begin the new Gemara, let's just remember that we had four Mishnayos before that discussed Pesha Asur Pesha Heter, and on this Amud we had two different Mishnayos that discussed the Nemanis of an Eid Echad in different scenarios. And let's quickly review all of the different cases that we had. Number one, we had a case on Daftes Bavim Beis at the beginning of this parak of Ishishin Salmana, Ha'im L'Chavir, Sadezu Shalavicha Isa, Ulukachtiyamana, where someone came and said that this field used to be your father's, however, you should know I bought it from him, and we said there's a Pesha Asur. Number two, we had on Yuchasim Beis, Adam came and said this is Aksavyad, however, you should know that this shtar is still not valid because anusim yinu, ketanim yinu, upsula edus yinu, and once again it was a pesha asa. Number three, we saw a pesha asa by a case of a woman that came and said, I'm an ish zish, but I'm a gusha. And number three, we saw a woman said that nishbesi utahirani, I'm still mutatar kayin. That was the fourth case of a pesha asa. And in the Mishnah at the top of the Amid, we saw that if two women were captured and each one says about the other that they were tar and they therefore are mutta to marry a kayin, that the din is that they're neman, as we saw before, because bishwuya kilu. And finally, we saw our Mishnah that where each one says about the other that they are a Kohen, and the Tanakhama taught us that each one is Neman b'negeya the other. And our Gemara now begins, Kol Hani Lamli, why do we need all of these 16 that we learned in the Mishnayos in this parak? And the Gemara says, Tzricha, we do need them. If we would only say the first case of the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where Reuben says to Shimon that this field originally belonged to your father, however, I own it at this point because I bought it from your father, maybe over there we would say it makes sense to say Pesha Asu HaPesha Yeter, because otherwise there was no reason for Reuven actually to admit this, because there was a potential loss, and Reuven could have lost his field completely, as Rashi says, if not for the fact that it was Pasha to Reuven that he bought it from Shimon's father, so he wouldn't have even said that it used to be your father's, and that would cause him a major loss. And therefore, when Reuven started off and said that this field used to be your father's, it must be at that moment he intended to complete the sentence and say, but I bought it from your father. And therefore, of course, we look at it as one Haggadah, and therefore, of course, Reuven will be believed. However, in the second Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches and Beis, where Edom were the ones that said, this is Aksav Yad, however, we were Anusim, we were Ketanim, we were Pasul Edus, over there, maybe we would not say there's a Pesha Asa, because since there is no potential loss to them, so maybe when they first said that this is actually a valid Shtar and it's Aksav Yad, they never really intended to continue and say that we were Anusim, we were Ketanim, or Pasul Edus, and maybe, as Rashi says, maybe it was a later point that they decided to end off the Haggadah this way, and maybe we can't believe them, Kamash Malan, that we believe them even in that case. And the Gemara continues, V'itana Edim, if we would only say the case of the second Mishnah, where there were Edim that said, Ksav Yedenu Zeh, maybe Mishum Dol Almo, since they're testifying for others, therefore they're not Negei or Be'edus, and therefore there was no reason for them to end off in saying, Avon Anisimah Yinu, Ketanimah Yinu, Psula Edus Yinu, and maybe that's why we believe them. And as Rashi says, that the second part of the testimony is not self-serving, and it's not something that's Negei to themselves, they're just saying that this Shtar is puzzle because we are Anusim, we were Ketanim, or we were Psula Edus. And as Rashi says, Mishum Achirim Lo Yehavei Hadri B'Masayu, and for others they would have gone and changed the testimony. However, Aval Iul D'Nafshei E Maloi, maybe in the first case on Tesvav Beis, where Reuven says to Shimon that this field used to belong to your father, and then afterwards his second part of his testimony is a self-serving testimony because he says, however, I bought it from your father, maybe over there we think that he actually is changing his Haggadah, and one may think that we would not believe him, Kamash Malan, that even in that case we do believe him and we have a Pesha Asa. And although in the Gemara when we said the Ikadrar D'Maino, we explained it as Shitas Rashi, however, Ayin Taisazay says, Perishrach, Sha'ima Hu Mukhsu Bisada, that what it means is that a person has Drar D'Maino, it means in the case of the Sada, the person that's saying that this used to belong to your father is actually Mukhsik in the Sada right now, which works better as to the standard definition of Drar D'Maino. And Taisaz says, Avla Edim Ein Biyadim Klum, but Edim don't have anything and they're not actually Mukhsik in anything, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues in Daf Chavdal Manal, V'Iyashmin Hanitati, if we would only say the Mishnah about a Sada and about Edim in a Shtar, we would say Mishnah D'Maino, since that's only relevant to Mammon, so maybe over there we allow to have a Pesha Asu, a Pesha Yeter, Avleish Yisishti Yisura, a Maloi. However, in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis on Beis, which is discussing where a woman comes and says that I was an Eishesish, however, I'm a Grusha, maybe over there we would not allow her to have a Pesha Asa because it's much more Chama, as of course, an Eishesish is a situation of Issa and not just of Mammon. And that's why we would need the third case. And the Ritva explains that the same would apply the opposite, that if we'd only say the case of Eishesish, then we would think maybe it's only by a din of Eishesish that we would say Pesha Asa. However, B'negeya, a case like by the Sada and by Edim, where there are people that have a Chazaka of Ramayna, maybe the Chazaka of Ramayna would be stronger, and maybe the Pesha Asa would not work over there. So it's not really telling us over here that Eishesish of Issa is more Chama. What it's really saying is that Issa and Mammon are really different from each other, and not only can we learn cases of Eishes from cases of Mammon, we can't learn cases of Mammon from cases of Eishes either. And the Gemara continues, Nishbesi Utaira Ani Lamli, why do we need the fourth case? We are a woman said that I was captured, however, I'm still Tar and I'm Mutta Tarkayin. And the Gemara explains the reason why we gave this fourth case of Nishbesi Utaira Ani is because Mishum the Kabay Lamiste, the Mishnissis, Bo Edim Harezu Le Seise, since the Mishnah wants to end off and teaches a Chiddush that even if Edim would come at a later point, after Bezin already gave her Heta to get married based on her Pesha Asa, then we would not lose that Kayach of the Heta and she would still be able to get married to a Kayin. And the Gemara now is Hanichalim and the Masal Sefer, that the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Malaf, we had a Machlekes, and there was one man Amar, Rav Ba'oven, that said that this last clause is only learnt on the Sefer, so then it makes sense why we had to give the case of Nishbesu Tahira, Alamad the Masal Resha, but according to Rav Isha, that learnt that this clause also was applicable to the Resha of that Mishnah, and even in the case of the Resha, where a woman said that I was an Eishesish, however, I now Megureshes, and Rav Isha explained that this din of the Sefer, where we said that Mishnah is Bo Edom, Harezu Leit Seitei, applies to that case as well, and once that woman had a Pesha Asa and had a right to get married, even if she didn't get married yet, and Edom came and said that she actually was originally married, and therefore L'chayr they were Batal Pesha Asa, she could still get married. And L'chayr L'fi Rav Isha, we would have understood this Kiddush from the third case of Pesha Asa, and we wouldn't need the fourth case of Nishbesu Tairani. And the Gemara answers, Mishum the Kabbalah, Mistei Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, that in the Chinami, according to Rav Isha, we may have not not needed the case of Nishbesu Tayrani. However, since in any case we were going to bring the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gemara Beis, which discussed the case where two women were captives, so therefore we brought the case of Nishbesu Tayrani as well. And the Gemara now asks, Ushtei Nashim Shenishbu Lamli, why do we need that Mishnah of Ushtei Nashim Shenishbu at all? And Taisa points out, the Ilashmina, the Achas, the Menas Al Chavrasa, even if you're going to tell me it's teaching you that one aid would be Neman about her friend, how beheaded found, we learn on Daf Chav Zayim Rav, that Filo Evashivcha Nemanim, then not only is Zayin Echad Neman by the case of Shuya because Rabbanu will make her, but even an Isha and Eved or a Shivcha would be Neman. And it can't be that that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. And the Gemara says, Ma'otema Nechel Shlagaimlan Kamash Blan, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Shtei Nashim Shenishbu is even though each one is saying about the other that we were captured, however, with Tara, so you might think that they had a reciprocal relationship and maybe they made an agreement that I'll be made, that you're Tara, and you'll be made on me, that I am Tara, Kamash Blan, that we're not Chiddush Shlagaimlan, and each one is Neman to say testimony that the other one is Tar. And the Gemara now ends off, V'chein Shnei Anashim Lamli, why do we need a case of the Mishnah that we just had on Chaf Gimel Beis that said that if two men come to Bezin, each one says for the other one that that person is a Kayin, that they're Neman, L'chay, we just learned in the Mishnah before of Shnei Anashim Shenishbu, that we're not Chayish L'gaimlin, and there is Nemanis, as the Tanakhama says over here. And the Gemara answers, Mishum, the Kavayil Mistei Plukta Rabbi Yudu Rabbanan, the Chiddush of this last case of two men that came to Bezin, and each one testifies for the other that they are Kayin, is actually not to teach us the din of the Tanakhama, it's actually teaching us that although in the Mishnah of Shtei Nashim Shenishbu over there is no machlekes at all, and all agree that each woman is believed to testify regarding the other that she is tar, and we are not chayish l'gaimlan. However, in our Mishnah, where two people come to Bezin and each one testifies for the other that they are valid kayin, over here there is a machlekes, and there's a four-way machlekes, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Banu, we learned in the Braisa, if two people came to Bezin and Reuven says, Ani kayin v'chaveri kayin, I am a kayin, my friend is also a kayin, and Shimon also said that I am a kayin and Reuven is a kayin. And the Tanakhama, the Braisa teaches us that Nemal Achila Bechuma, Be'ina Nemal Esir Isha, that although each of them has an emunas and they're believed in order to allow the other one to eat chuma, however, they are not believed that the other one is a kayin in order to allow him to go and marry a woman. And Rashi says, Be'ina Nemal Esir Isha, Miyuchesas, Maila Hibiyuchsin, and this is a special Maila Benegei Yichas that we won't believe in Eid Echad. And Taisis and Diva Maskal, Be'ina Nemal Esir Isha, brings from Rashi and Daf Chafheon Beis, Mishum Chash Mamzeris, and we've seen this, that the problem over here is that there's a chash that maybe this person is a mamza or in a sin. And Lefi Zeh, of course, this person would not only not be able to marry a kohen, he wouldn't be able to marry Yisrael either, as it seems the chash over here and the maila of Yuchzen is that we have a maila that people shouldn't marry into Klal Yisrael unless we know that they're not a mamza or in a sin. However, Taisus and all the Rishonim ask on Rashi that we never find that we're chashish that maybe a regular Yisrael is either a mamza or in a sin, and therefore they explain that the only problem of Yichus over here is a maila of Yichus for kahuna, and we want to make sure that this person is not a chol, and therefore the Gemara says that an erechad is not neman to say that this kohen is not a chol, and therefore the nafkamina would be that if this kohen marries a woman, then this woman would be a safek chalala. Then if at some point this woman becomes a grusha or an almana, then she would not be able to marry a kohen that's miyuchis, because there's a safek that maybe she was married to a kohen who was a chol, and therefore she became a chalala, and is also to marry a kohen. And the Mishnah continues that the only time that we would consider him a full-fledged kohen, and he could get married to any woman he wants, Achiu Gimel, until the point that there are actually three different people over here, Shnai Mi'in Demalzeh, Shnai Mi'in Demalzeh. So if you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, so Reuven and Shimon would testify about Levi that he's a valid Kayin, Shimon and Levi would testify about Reuven, and Reuven and Levi would testify that Shimon is a Kayin, and then there would be two Edom that testified about each Kayin that they were a valid Kayin. And clearly we see from the Tanakhama that if Reuven says about Shimon that you're a valid Kayin, and Shimon says about Reuven that you're a valid Kayin, then we're not Chayish that maybe there was collusion over here, and maybe they agreed to testify for each other and had a reciprocal relationship. And of course, this is similar to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda, however, states, that even in regard to testifying b'negeya achilas chuma, none of them would be neman to say testimony for the other, because l'chayr we are chayish l'gaimlin, and we're chayish that there may be a collusion over here. And if you Rabbi Huda, ne'id echad is not neman, and the only time there would be nemanis is if there are three people over here, shnai me'id malzeh, shnai me'id malzeh, and really shnai me'id malzeh, Reuven and Shimon would testify that Levi is a valid kohen, Shimon and Levi would testify that Reuven is a valid kohen, and Levi and Reuven would testify that Shimon is a valid kohen. And the Gemara now explains the Braisa l'meimra. It would seem from the Braisa, Rabbi Huda chayish l'gaimlin, Rabbi Huda holds that we have to worry about collusion, and therefore each aid is not neman to say that the other one is a kohen. Rabbanan lo chayish l'gaimlin, however, Rabbanan say that each aid is neman to say that the other one is a kohen. Kayin, so therefore we see that he's not worried about collusion. And the Gemara now is, while Ipcha Shemin Lu, the Lamaisa, we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Demai that would seem that Rabbi Huda is not Chayish L'Gaimlin, and Rabbanan are Chayish L'Gaimlin. The Thrams who learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Demai, Hachamarim Shenichdus L'Ira, if they are donkey drivers who were traveling salesmen that came into the city, and one of them says, Shali Chodesh, my merchandise is fresh and it's not dry enough, so it's not so good. However, Vishal Chaveri Yashan, my friend's merchandise, is better than mine because it's already more dried out. Or he says, Shali Einam Mesukim, Vishal Chaveri Mesukim, that my merchandise, Maisa, was not taken off. However, my friend's merchandise, Maisa, was already taken off. Einam Neman, he doesn't have Nemanis. And it seems that according to Tanakama, we're worried about collusion because they have a deal that in this town, you will say that your merchandise is worse than mine, and in the next town, I will do the same for you. And this way, it'll be easier for both of us to sell our merchandise and be profitable. And that's why the Tanakhama says that we don't believe him. And Rabbi Huda, Amen Neman, Rabbi Huda over there says that we do believe him, and we're not chayish l'gaimun, and we're not chayish that maybe there was collusion. And the Achreinim ask over here that why did the Gemara bring in a new braisa in order to ask the question on Rabban Rabbi Huda if we could have asked the same stira on our Mishnah itself, where in our Mishnah we saw the Tanakhama held that we are not chayish l'gaimun, and according to Rabbi Huda, it would seem that he was chayish l'gaimun. And the Pnei Yeshua explains because in this braisa we see that this machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan b'negeya achilas truma. However, in our Mishnah, it wasn't clear that we're talking about achilas truma, and we could have explained that the machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan over there are b'negeya yichus, and therefore it wouldn't be a kasha necessarily from the Mishnah Masechtas Demai. And the Gemara will now give us two terutzim, and then on Chof Dalar and Beis, the Gemara will bring a yibayisema, a third teretz. And the Gemara first thing says, Amar Rav Adab Abba, Amar Rav Mochlefes Hashita, that Ein Echanami, the gears in this braisa should be switched around, and the gears that's brought in the Mishnah in Masechtas Demai is actually correct, because Rabbi Huda is not Chayish L'Gaimlin, and Rabbanan are Chayish L'Gaimlin, and therefore in the Braisa, we should actually learn that Rabbi Huda was actually the Tana that said in the Braisa that the Eid is Neman in order to allow his friend to eat Truma. We are not Chayish L'Gaimlin, we're not Chayish for collusion, and Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Huda, and they hold that we are Chayish L'Gaimlin, and therefore you need two Eidim to testify that each one is a Kayin. And L'Chayri L'Fizeh, we should also have to switch around the Girsa in our Mishnah on Afchav Kilom Beis. And Abaya, Abaya argues and he says, La'ilun Leisepach, really, we don't have to switch around the Shitas, but B'dmai Hikilu, because Rav Am Eretz Ma'asunim, that even though B'negei Akuna, Rabbi Huda is Chayish L'Gaimon, is worried about collusion, and therefore he said that Ilechad is not Neman to say that his friend is a Kayin. However, B'negei D'mai, Rabbi Huda is Moida, that we're not going to be Chayish for collusion, since the whole concept of D'mai is only a Chumra, because Rav Am Eretz really take off Maiso, and it's only because we have a strong Miot, and we have many people that weren't Machmir, so therefore the Rabbanan said that we should actually make this Chumra of D'mai. And even though, of course, the Rabbanan were misakin that there is a Chumra of Demai, however, the Rabbanan gave many different kulas in the concept of Demai, and in this case they said that even though there may be a chash, that there may be collusion, however, we're not going to be worried about this, and we will believe in Ein Echad that his friend's Tua is Masukin. And of course, keep in mind that this Teretz of Abaya only works for Rabbi Huda, because we said that even though Rabbi Huda is generally Chayish L'Gaimlin, however, B'negei Demai, he is going to be Mekel. However, this doesn't work for the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say B'negei Kahuna that they're not Chayish L'Gaimlin, then certainly for Demai, they shouldn't be Chayish L'Gaimlin. So L'Chayr, we still have a seer, Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, and that's good for what Rava is right away. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rava, so Rava is an Abaya, to Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, were you only bothered about a seer between the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda from the Braisa of to the Mishnah in Demai, and that's why you gave a teretz to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, loy Kasha, and you didn't have a seer from Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, L'maisa in the Braisa we saw ad Rabbanan anach Chayish for Gaimlin, while in the Mishnah Masechtas Demai, to Rabbanan Chayish for collusion. And therefore, Rava says, El Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda loy Kasha, Kedashninan, you're correct, Rabbi Yehuda is not Shver, because Abaya's teretz is correct, that generally Rabbi Huda is Chayish L'Gaimlin, however, B'dmai Yekilu, because Rava Am Eretz Am Asunain, and as Rashi says, Adafnun Vavim Beis, that B'dmai Yekilu Mishash Sofik to the Dvarim, Vafilu Sofik Leisa, to Rava Am Eretz Ma Asunain. And Rava continues and explains, Rabbanan Rabbanan like Asha, and also there's no steer in Rabbanan, Kid Am Rabchom Ba'ukfa Bishikliyum Nasu B'yaday, just like Rabchom Ba'ukfa explains B'negea another din, Bishikliyum Nasu B'yaday, Hachinami Bishikliyum Nasu B'yaday, and Rava explains, really, generally, the Rabbanan not Chayish, that two people will collude together in order to testify for each other. However, in the case in the Mishnah Masechtas Demai, where a donkey driver comes to town and he says about his friend that my friend's tefua is better than mine and you should buy from my friend, over there we are Chayish L'Gaimlin, because over there we're talking about a situation where it's quite clear to us that this donkey driver really has intent to be a salesman, and as he came with all of his sales tools and he has his measuring cups, his rod, for example, that would smooth out or level out the different tefua when they were selling, and this is the equivalent of someone opening shop and having a cash register in front of them and showing that they're really in business. And therefore, of course, Rabbanan say over there, idea that we are worried that this chamer, that this donkey driver, is colluding with his friend, and that's why he has no nemanis. Continue at Chof Dalad Amud Beis, Vehecha Itmad Rab Chama Okva, and where do we find that Rab Chama Okva said this concept of Bishakliyim Nasu Biyadai? And the Gemara explains Ahadatan that he was discussing a case in Mesechta's Tires, where it says over there, Hakadosh Nich Kedirasa Viyard Lishtos Mayim Neyar, if there's a potter, someone that manufactures pots, that actually was a chaver, and therefore he kept his kalim b'tayra, and he left his pots next to an area, and he went to get some water from a stream. Then the din is, when he comes back, haprimi is tayris, he can have a chazaka on the inner ones that are tar. However, chitzoni is the ones that are close to the people. Tameis, he has to worry that maybe people touch it, and therefore they became tummy. In fact, Gemara v'tanya, we have a brice that says elu ve'elu tameis, that doesn't make a difference on the primis or the chitzoni is, that they're both considered tummy. So what's the chiluk between the mishnah and the brice? And in order to explain this theory between this mishnah and the brisa, so Amar Rav Chama Ba'Okva over there, Rav Chama Ba'Okva stated b'shekliyum nasu biyadai, that the brisa is discussing a case where the potter made it clear that he was actually interested in selling these pots and selling his wares. For example, if he had his cash register set up, and that's why the brisa says that if he walks away for a moment even to get a drink of water, both the pnimius and the chitzainus would be tamei, because mepleshe yadakol memashben, since all the people that are standing around will go and look at the pots and touch them in order to determine if they want to buy them, and therefore we have to be chayshish that all of them became tummy. And the Gemara now asks, Vatanya, we have a third member that says elu ve'elu tayris, that both the primis and the chitzonis will be tayris. And once again, Amram Chama Ba'okva, Rav Chama Ba'okva says b'she'en kli nasa biyadai, that over there talking about a case where he wasn't showing that he's specifically trying to sell these wares, and therefore people will not go and start touching any of his wares, and that's why the din is over there that both the primis and the chitzonis will be tar. And the Gemara now asks that we understand that the brisa that says elu ve'elu tayris is talking about b'shekliyum nasa biyadai, the brisa that says elu ve'elu tayris is talking about b'she'en kliyum nasa biyadai. And the Gemara now is that we're still missing one point, because v'la hadithlan, we also learned in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tayris, haprimis tayris v'achitzenis tmeis hechem mishkachas lo, that first case that we brought where the inner ones would be tar and the outer ones would be tummy, what case would that be talking about? And that the Gemara answers, that's talking about a case where this uman did not have his kliyum nasa biyadai, and therefore people generally wouldn't touch any of the merchandise, and really they should be tar. However, the reason why the primius are tyrus and the chitzonius are tmeis is because the smichel of Rishis Rabim, he left his kalim near the Rishis Rabim, and in those days, the way that they had a Rishis Rabim was, there was a major thoroughfare, and on the right and left of the thoroughfare, there was a large wall, and in order to make sure that the wagons and animals would not rub against the walls and knock over the walls, they would place beams and some sort of pegs that would keep people away from those walls, and it would create some sort of a service area that people used to stop over there and be able to unload their wares. And if this chavah left his wares over there, we have to be chayshish that maybe someone who was tamei was walking through the Rishis Rabim, and the beged went on top of these kalim, and it caused those kalim to become tamei, or someone actually by mistake touched those kalim, and therefore the outer kalim become tamei. However, the inner kalim, which are much further away from the Rishis Rabim, would still be considered tar. And the Gemara finally goes back to our original question that we had a stira between the Braisa as well as our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tamei, and we had a stira because in the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamei, it's Muchach Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Legoimlin, and Rabbanon Chayish Legoimlin, and in the Brisa that we brought on Chavdal and Aleph, as well as the Mishnah, it seemed clear that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayish Legoimlin, and he was worried about collusion, and that's why he said that an Eid Echad is not Nemet to say about his friend that he's a valid Kayin, whereas the Rabbanon seemed over there that they were not worried about Goimlin, and that's why they said that Eid Echad is Nemet to say that his friend is a Kayin. And the Gemara explains, V'yisema, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon bin Malim, Mitchum Liyichsa, Kamifligate, Machlakes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon has nothing to do with the question of collusion. The question is if you could be ma'ilim mitruma for yuchsin, meaning that if people see someone eating truma, is that vadei raya that he must be a kohen? And Rabbi Yehuda says that even though I'm not worried about collusion, and even if this were to be a case that there's only one aid that actually says about his friend that he is a kohen, and the other aid does not reciprocate and say about his friend that he's a kohen, still that aid would not be neman, because Rabbi Yehuda is worried that if we will believe this aid echad that this person is a kohen and therefore the kohen will eat truma, then it'll come to a point where people will say that this person is a vadei kohen, and they will testify about him that he's a kohen. And as Rashi says, umaylan oisil yuchsin, and hilkach im tachilu truma reyatam mevil hisir isha. If you allow him to eat truma, then it'll cause that he will eventually be able to marry a woman. V'taymi lav mishum goyim lanu. But the reason is not because we're worried about collusion. Rabbanan savri eimaylan mishum liyuchsin, and Rabbanan hold we don't have to worry that if we allow him to eat truma, that it may cause eventually that we be maylan oisil liyuchsin improperly. And as Taisus points out, that this teretz again only addresses the steer between Rabbi Huda. However, of course, we would have to give the same teretz of Rabbi Chama Ba'okva that b'shekliyum nasu biyada, Rabbi Benigeya, the Mishnah in Masechtas Tumai, as to the Rabbanon, because in our Mishnah and in the Brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, it seems clear that Rabbanon hold that we're not Chayish L'Gaimlin and we don't worry about collusion. And in Masechtas Tumai, it's clear that Rabbanon hold that we are worried about collusion. And once again, we'll have to explain, like Rabbi Chaim Ba'okva said, B'shekliyum Menasu B'Yaday, that the Mishnah in Masechtas Tumai is talking about a case where it was clear that the person was colluding because he had all of his tools of his trade over there. And therefore, of course, we don't believe him because it was certainly clear that he actually is colluding with his friend, and they made a deal that over here I'm going to say good things about you, and in the next town you're going to say good things about me, because of course they were both in business. And the Achrayim discuss over here why would it be that a Edechad is not Neman to say that their friend is a Kohen, if generally we have a din that a Edechad is Neman B'Yisurin, Ayin B'Achrayim. And the most Pasha Pshat would be that since most people in the world are not Kohenim, therefore this Edechad is going against a major Rav, and that's why specifically B'Negeya, the din of Kuna, an Edechad is not going to be Neman. And the Gemara continues, we have a shayla, Maila Halish Mishtaris Lichsin. Can you be Maila for Kahuna from Ishtar, Benegei Yichus of Kayin? Hey Chidami, what are you referring to? Ilayim Dechse Bey, if your question is in a case where it says in the Shtar, Ani Plaini Kayin Chasamti Aid, that I, Plaini the Kayin, signed in the Shtar as an aid, Mankamasilau, the Maisa, there's no edis about this person. He himself wrote this, and therefore, of course, it's a self serving testimony, and of course, he won't have Nemanis. And the Gemara says, Lay Tzricha, the shayla is Dechse Bey, because it said in the Shtar, Ani Plaini Kayin Lavisi Manim Plaini. That I, Plaini, who is a Kohen, borrowed money from a person, and there were Edom that signed on that Shtar. So the question is, my, Amonish of Ishtakam and Sadi, now that we have two Edom that signed on the Shtar, are they just testifying that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, or Dilma Akula Milsakam Sadi, or do they make sure to verify everything that states in the Shtar, and therefore must be that they verified that Reuven is also a Kohen? And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Rav Huna Rav Chisto, Chad Ome Maimlin, Chad Ome Imaylin. One says that we say Akula Milsakam Sadi, and therefore we would believe them, and we would believe that this person is a Kayin. And one says that a Mailin, that Adam that execute a Shtar, are only saying testimony about the Manish of a Shtar, they're only talking about the actual loan, but they're not verifying anything else, and we can't use the Adam of the Shtar to verify that this person that borrowed money was a Kayin. And the Gemara continues, Yubayilu, I have another Shail, Ma'ul Halas, Menesias Kapayim Liyuchsin. If you see a person that's doing the Sis Kapayim and Duchning in Shul, can you say that that is a Raya, that he's a Kayin? And this Shaila would be a coin to Rabbi Huda that says that you can be Maila Mitchum Al Yuchsin, and it would be like Rabbanan that says that E Maila Mitchum Al Yuchsin. And why is that? To buy the Manda Amma Mailin, a coin to Manda that says that generally we could be Maila Mitchum Al Yuchsin, and it would be a riot that he's actually a Kayan. Hani Midli Chuma Davin Misahi. Maybe when we see a person eating Chuma, we could be Maila Yuchsin, because if a person's eating Chuma and he's really not a Kayan, then he would be Chayim Misa, and of course a person would be careful. Avon Nasias Kapayim to Isase Loi. But since even if he is Shroud Duchin, he's only over in Issa, as Rashi says that the Pasuk says, Kaisavahu, Atim Velezarim, only the Kayan could duchen and not a Zara, Velavabah Machlal Assay Issa. So, therefore, by the fact that someone goes up and duchens is not necessarily a riot that he's a Kayan, because maybe he wasn't so scared about an Issa. And the Gemara says, Oy Dilma Loishna, what do we say? That maybe there is no difference. And if you hold that Mailin Minchum Liyuchsin, then we would hold that Mailin Minasias Kapayim Liyuchsin as well. And the Gemara continues, Tibayla Mandama in Mailin, and we also have the Shaila Quinta Mandama that says Benegeya Chuma, that's a Mailin Liyuchsin. And maybe the only time we said a Mailin Liyuchsin is only Benegeya Chuma, because Hani Mili Chuma, the Misachla Betzina, Benegeya Chuma, since generally Chuma is eaten privately, so a person's not so makbid, he's not scared that he'll be called out on it, and someone will say that he's not really a Kayin. Our Nasiyas Kapayim to Befahesya, since Nasiyas Kapayim always happens Befahesya, it happens in front of a minion, so we laugh Kayin, who if he's not really a Kayin, Kuli Haila Mixif Inish Nafshe, a person wouldn't have such chutzpah to go in front of the Tziba and start duchening, because everyone will realize that he's not really a Kayan, or Dilma Leishna. Or maybe we say that even if a person goes in duchens, we still would not be able to be Mailin Liyuchsin. And the Gemara now brings Machlekes, Rav Chisra Rav Avina, Chad Amma Mailin, Vachad Amma E Mailin. One says that if you see a person that he goes in duchens and he doesn't see his Kapayim, that is a valid riot that he must be a Kayan. And the other one says that that is not a good enough riot, he's a Kayan, and therefore E Mailin Liyuchsin means see his Kapayim. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Nachma Yitzchak Rav, Rav Nachma Yitzchak asked the same question to Rav, Ma'al Lahalis Minasis Kapayim Liyuchsin, and Amalei, and Rav responded, Pluk to Rav Chisra Rav Avina. This is a machlekes between Rav Chisra and Rav Avina. And the Gemara continues that Rav Nachma Yitzchak continued and asked Rav the following, Hilchas Amai, what Lamaisa is the halacha? And Amalei, so Rav responded to Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Anna Mastisi Adana, that I could prove the halacha is a certain way from the following Braisa, which we'll get to tomorrow, and we will stop over here.